I mean, I would really like to do things the way everybody else does them. You know, like, for real. Like, I wish it would work out. But it seems like it happens from, like, a place of struggle comes innovation.
Joseph Arthur's music has put him outside the norm in a good way since his debut in 96. When he needed a space for his art, he opened the Museum of Modern Arthur in Brooklyn. And now he's feeling more inspired than ever to create. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Courtney O'Connell. Between poetry and painting, solo gigs and shows with the Lonely Astronauts, Joseph Arthur is a busy guy, but his art is thriving thanks to a new endeavor, a gallery and performance space called the Museum of Modern Arthur. One of its missions is to ask the question, what is art, by saying, what isn't? And Joseph is doing his part by unleashing a wave of new material this year. Could We Survive is the first of four EPs on the way, and during a special solo performance at MoMAR, WFUV's Julianne Welby chatted with Joseph about how painting fits in with music and why EPs are his format of choice.
I've done it before. Right before Redemption Sun, I put out Junkyard Hearts 1, 2, 3, and 4. And that was essentially like a double record, and Redemption Sun being 74 minutes or whatever is essentially a double record too, so it was kind of like two double records. This is like a little different in that I'm trying to limit it to six songs, or like in between like 20 to 30 minutes. I think 30 minutes is an EP, but especially in today's day and age with the internet and the way music is moving, that EPs are kind of like suit it better. And then when I go too long on an EP, then I'm still at a very short record. So it's like actually a great trick.
The gods can hear me sing from inside the basement. It's good to be king. I'm king of the pavement. Our friendship is pure, like lights inside us pouring. I knew you before. But never in the morning. It's good to be king, king of the pavement.
I found myself thinking about which song might go with which painting or what might be in part of a painting. I thought I saw a crown when you were singing, you know, some Regal references. Are there certain paintings that kind of connect to certain songs?
Not so specifically, as much as both painting and music teach me about each other. And like we're here in this little recording studio, which is in the gallery, which is where I record. And so I usually work on music and then go paint, and then paint for a while and then come back and work on music. So, and it's like I get inspired by each other's process because they're very different. I mean, with painting, it's a gamble every time, because if you get something you like, you are tempted to hold on to it. It's a real, more of a head game than with music, I think. Painting, I think, is kind of harder in that way, because once you commit to going into it again, you might lose what you have, you know? Whereas with music, you can keep exploring.
Can we now surrender the games we used to play? Won't it all come down to the will to love and treat you right? To hold you any time of day or night. And I suppose it's up to you.
Live music from Joseph Arthur and a new song called Morning Cup. You'll find the complete interview and more exclusive performances in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.